What's up, everybody? This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, and this is Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Presents Spin-Off Series Thursdays. Chill! What's up, everybody? This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman. Your host of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, and this week's sponsorship is from Newsly. Newsly is an all-in-one audio super app for iOS and Android. It picks up web articles about the most trending topics on the web at any given moment and read them to you in a natural human voice. For the first time in ever of the internet, the entire web becomes listenable all in one place. Browse articles from topics you choose, start playing, start scrolling, and start listening. You can follow any topics as you simply as you like, from sports, science, to Bitcoin, even for the Kardashians. It will find you on the latest article and you read them to you out loud. And they have podcasts as well. Explore trending podcasts from over 50 countries. Our podcast, Mr. Gentleman, like the podcast, is on there as well. Yes, it is. Shout out to Newsly for that. I start using it as my default podcast app. Download and use Newsly for free from www.newsly.me or from the link in the description. Use the promo code Mr. Gentleman that I will also put in the description and receive 1 month free premium subscription. So you already know, y'all, download Newsly now. Check it out. Support them, y'all. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, your host of Mr. Gentleman Like That Podcast, and enjoy the show. You are now listening to Mr. Gentleman Like That Podcast Presents Date Night Talk Podcast with Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman.
And your girl, Manna B, tap in.
Chill.
Chill.
Hello, everybody. This is your boy, Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, 1/4 of the Premier Boys Podcast, and your host of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. And welcome to a new season of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Presents Date Night Talk Podcast. Hope all is well. And y'all already know, y'all can check out Date Night Talk Podcast every second and third Thursdays at 12 p.m., a part of Mr. Gentleman Like That Podcast Presents Spinoff Series Thursday. So, yeah. And of course, we do got my co-host back with me. Ms. Vanna B is back, and we are here to bring you the Season 2 premiere of Date Night Talk. And on this episode, we will be talking about wedding season. You know, meaning how we feel about weddings. Have we been to any weddings? And many more. And y'all already know what to do. Sit back, relax, and I'll be right back.
Hi, this is Amanda from Dating Will Be the Death of Me, and you are listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast.
Hello, everybody. This is your boy, Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, and I am the host of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. And this commercial break is brought to you by Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. On Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, we interview many guests about their life journey, pretty much where they come from and where they at now. Also, promoting their brands or whatever they're doing at the time they come on the show. We also have the host talk about personal stories about himself and everything that he's been through. And also, we have fun conversation about anything music, anything old school, relationships, wrestling, and many more. And y'all can tune in to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast every Sundays at 12 a.m. We are also on every Thursdays at 12 a.m. for Spin-Off Series Thursdays, where we have all of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Spin-Off Series all in one day, where we have a conversation about music podcasts every first Thursday at 12 a.m., the old school show with myself and the star Roddy Rod every fourth Thursday at 12 a.m., and we have Date Night Talk Podcast with myself and Miss Vanna B every second and third Thursdays at 12 a.m. And y'all can tune in to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, the Pods, and many more. Or y'all can check it out on the official website of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, www.realmrgentlemanlifestylepodcast.com, www.realmrgentlemanlifestylepodcast.com. And tune in every Sundays and Thursdays at 12 a.m. for Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Thank y'all for tuning in to this commercial break of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Back to your regularly scheduled program. Cheer!
Hey, this is your girl, Vanna B, and you're kicking it and listening to my boy on Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast.
Yes, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. And y'all already know this is the season two premiere of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast presents Date Night Talk Podcast. And of course, I got my co-host. She is back, and I know she happy to be back. We got Miss Vanna B in the building. Miss Vanna B, welcome back.
Hey, 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 y'all. Welcome back. I missed you guys.
There you go. And this is the season two premiere of Date Night Talk. I know we've been around Miss Vanna, you know. How have you been? Life updates, you know, stuff like that.
Honestly, it's the same stuff, y'all. Still, doing my regular work with my regular day-to-day career. Family life, personal life, but everything is good. I can't complain. I won't complain. What about yourself?
You've been
booked and busy, friend.
I've been trying, I just ended the main series of The Gentleman at the Pocket. Now it's time to do the spin-off series now. I got recently on the article on Kevin Rebel and stuff like that. I've been slowly getting back in the public eye. So yeah, one day at a time, but happy to finally do Date Night Talk because it has been a while,
People been asking for it.
Yeah, and first, thank you everybody that listened to the playlist episode. Uh-huh. The Lost Songs, everybody loved the episode. Everybody wanted to do a part two.
All right, y'all, we got y'all. We're going to have that in the mix, Maybe, cuffing season, recruitment for cuffing season starts in about a month.
Yeah.
We're happy that you enjoyed it. It was fun, but again, it's always good to be back with y'all. I felt like I was missing this part of my life, but we're back.
There you go. And today topic, we're gonna talk about wedding season, marriage, all that good stuff, and the reason why I chose this topic because of a recent event that I was a part of, stuff like that. So I wanted to ask you, Miss Vanna, how do you feel about weddings?
I love, I'm a sucker for love. I am so a hopeless romantic. And so anytime I have the opportunity to attend a wedding, one, I feel like a wedding is something very sacred, almost like a baby shower or certain, life events in your life. So it's a very, so to be a part of that ceremony, whether you're in the wedding party or you're a guest, is such a beautiful thing. I love it. I love seeing love. I cry like a baby. And, it's a beautiful thing. And every wedding that I've gone to has been such an experience and just something that, I will always remember.
you know. And you know, I be looking like, any potentials? Well, I can't look now, but you know, any potentials? But yeah, I absolutely love it, and it makes me feel like, you know, one day I'll have my happier ever after. But yeah, what about you?
You know, I love weddings. You know, even though I haven't gone to too much as I wanted to, I've been through way more baby showers than weddings. But, you know, always been a person that part. I love.
We're gonna talk about that right now.
Yeah, no, I mean, not. But you know, I'm like you, I am a hopeless romantic. I love, and I love to see, you know, when love comes together. So I do definitely go to more weddings. Yeah, I feel like I need to go to a lot more weddings. I haven't not gone to barely any wedding like that. But mm-hmm. But now, since we talk about how many weddings have you been to?
Oh Lord, that's a great question. Definitely more than 7.
Dang.
Yeah, the last wedding I went to was actually last year in June. And that was a whole vibe. Of course, it was a Caribbean wedding, so it was such, like, the actual ceremony was beautiful. The venue was beautiful, like, gorgeous. I was like, oh my God, my homegirl, she looked beautiful as always. And we turned up at their Haitian couple, so we had, she was like, make sure you bring your flag. And she was like, if you don't have one, we gonna have some extra ones. Let me tell you, ain't nothing like a Haitian wedding. Haitians know how to party. And I'm like, listen, the compa came on, I was like, shout out to the Haitians, yo. But yeah, it was a beautiful wedding. It's nice to see how people, like, I feel like sometimes, like, back in the day, like, there was a whole, like, way to do a wedding. And I feel like to do your wedding it's personalized. You don't have to, you know, do the traditional thing. Like, for example, like, her first dance, it wasn't a father-daughter dance. It was her mother, her father. It was so cute. And I was like, and stuff like that. And, yeah, I just love when people take, you know, a wedding and make it their own. Like me, I'm not a fan of huge, big, big weddings. Like, to me, I feel like that's overwhelming. Like, how people have weddings with, like, 300 plus people, which was. And I was like, but it was still cool because then I ended up knowing a couple people there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I've been to, and every wedding that I go to is always an experience. It's a different experience, but it's always beautiful. It's always like, wow, I'm gonna remember this, and like, thank you for allowing me to be a part of your day.
Yeah. I know for me, like I said, I haven't barely went to too much. So far, I've only been to two weddings. Weddings. Yeah, one was as a kid, you know, when my aunt got married. Mm-hmm. And my second wedding was pretty recent, which I'm talking about that when the next question come in, you know, when the next question come in. So yeah, I'm talking more about the next question. But now my next question to you is, how many weddings were you a part of as a bridesmaid or maid of honor, stuff like that?
The last time I was in a wedding, I was like 14 and stuff. So I've been in like 3 weddings as a kid. Like as a flower girl, bridesmaid, so on and so forth. So I think at that time I didn't really understand, you know, the magnitude or how I look at it now, obviously. But you know, I'm hoping, you know, a little soon, a little eventually, you know, a little something might happen, you know, I don't know if I'm being bride, we don't know yet. But I'm looking forward to that. I'm trying, you know, push all my friends, like, get married. I need a wedding to go to. I need a wedding so you know something.
Back. And you know, me, you know, like I said, the last one I've been to was 2 months ago with, well, you know, my best friend, you know.
Yes, shout out to him.
Shout out to the bro, you know, Rondell, aka Aaron Keith took sands, you know. He got married, you know, to, you know, love his life. And I was the best man. I was one of the best men because we had 2 best men. And you know, it was a really dope experience, you know, especially seeing somebody who is your brother, you know, taken to the next step of his life, you know, with the person
of a husband. Mm-hmm.
And I'm not gonna hold you, that right there inspired me to really want it even more. I always, you know, always wanted to get married, always wanna, you know, stuff like that. But it maybe inspired me to get it a lot more now. Especially also, you know, turn 36 as well. But By the way, yeah, I turned 36, by the way.
Yes, happy belated.
Yeah, they. But yeah, you know, it's inspired me even more to really want to be in love. I know, of course, when the right person comes, of course, yeah, but yeah, it inspired me even more to be in love. Mm.
And I think for me, like, attending weddings, because, I mean, I think I spoke about it season one. I was engaged quite some time ago. And so after that didn't go through, I was like, I'm not getting married. I'm not dealing with love. I'm through love with my Destiny's Child voice. But I've been inspired, like, seeing love, seeing Black love or whatever type of love it is, and things of that nature. So I enjoy it. Keep it up, guys. Keep it up.
Yeah, that's a fact. So now we're gonna. I'm gonna ask you an interesting question. So,
okay.
So we know that you are in a relationship right now and stuff like that. You know.
No, depending on the day. No, let me not do that.
Crazy. But so my question to you is: is it possible that you see the person that you are dealing with as?
No, we're not doing that. Why are you going? We on the spot, man. Man, I hate you. You stay doing that. And then, like, I be like, don't listen to this. Fast forward it when he listens to it. I'm like, I'm going to give it transparency, a solid yes.
Okay. That's good. You know, I wish I could answer the same question. But I am still single right now.
Oh no, I got a question for you then, just so the ladies know when they put in their bids. Right. So what are the qualities that you look for in a wife? What would be the ideal wife for you?
You know, good personality, ambitious, she, you know, faithful, yeah, always, you know, be honest. Even when things get tough, don't give up, you know. Just have a good head of your shoulders and just be you. And also, even when time is bad, you know, accept me when time is bad, you know, not only when time is good. But basically be with me through the hard times, the sick days, and all the craziness, you know.
No, I was. So ladies, you heard it first, you know. So if you've been, you know, trying to map out to get to Mr. Gentleman, you know, you got some tools and things. I feel like we've dropped jewels from season one and then now this. So, you know, if you're trying to put your head in the ring, your head in the ring, ladies, you already know. You know, DM me, I got y'all too.
So my next question to you is, do you have a dream wedding? Or do you have like a dream location where you want to get married at?
I feel like I'm about to be judged. Either Disney World or Barbados. However, of course, I would say Disney World, because if you know me, then you know me. But I also feel like I'm at a state where I've been called the secret squirrel. And so with that, it's like, they'll be like, yo, you'll just be doing stuff and pop up and be like, oh, so on and so forth. So there's been a lot of times that, like, they were like, yo, you married already? And I'm like, huh? They were like, I don't know, but you just be moving, whatever. But I am the type of person that if we wanted to go to the Justice of the Peace to get married and do that and have a whole turn up at our house, I'm with that. Because again, like I said, people can take weddings and make it as their own. But yeah, it would definitely be Disney World, Barbados, you know, and yeah, or, you know, a little, you know, little Justice of the Peace thing. And then, you know, have like a little kick out or something, you know, at my house. Or even if, like, I feel like if you love someone, it shouldn't matter the amount of money, because a lot of people go into debt, what I've heard. And again, we're not married, but this is like things that I've just heard and read, that people really go into debt for these weddings. And then a lot of times, a year and a half, two later, into paying everything off, they get in divorce. And I'm like, oh, see, no, won't finna be me, you know? So I don't mind, like, okay, let's say we're working on getting a house, but we want to get married. All right, I think it's like $50 to get married in New York. I could be wrong. Y'all could correct me or whatever. Maybe I'll Google facts. And then put that money that we were going to put into our wedding into our dream house and things of that nature. Because the price shouldn't matter. I mean, again, being at beautiful, it's beautiful. I love it. when I was first engaged, I definitely wanted that big, big shebang wedding. But now I think as I'm getting older, I'm like, you know what? Something small, intimate. Like even me and my partner were talking one day and I was like, I think the max we would have is like 75 to 100 people. And he was like, that's even too many people. And I was like, well, dang, you know? So, but yeah.
Okay, nice, nice. I mean, I know for me, I know that this is really for the woman to really answer this question. But if I had to pick a location, I will agree with you, Barbados, definitely, you know.
Of course, you know, Bajan pride, you know.
You know. For some reason, Hawaii. That's been in my head for a minute, Hawaii, you know. Mm-hmm. Stuff like that. Yeah, and in terms of how many people, I wouldn't want a lot of people. I feel like 80 would be good.
Mm-hmm.
80 should be good, you know, stuff like that. I mean, I don't really care for big weddings, but of course, it could be up to the woman I deal with to, you know, make that decision. You know, stuff like that. Come on, you know.
Yeah, like I don't need the big wedding, but I do want a nice, you know, and I feel like this is real. Whatever, I don't care. I want a nice proposal because my last proposal was not. Yeah, and stuff. I mean, again, like I just want it to be like thought out.
Yeah, for your feet.
Yeah, like, you know. So I want a nice proposal, and then, you know, we can wake up the next morning and go get married. Thank you.
I feel you. So I know. So this next question, I asked you this before, but mm-hmm. How do you feel about the generation when it comes to marriage?
I actually feel like right now the rate of marriage is actually back up for the African American community. Last I checked, that was a study that showed I do see more couples getting married and things of that nature. Yeah, that was actually a study that was definitely shown. So it's a good thing, and it gives you, you know, again, hope. Because again, once upon a time, as you're saying, we were having more baby showers and we were weddings, not knocking anybody or whatever. Yeah. But I think right now we're having a nice turn and seeing, you know, young people and people who look like us, people of color, getting engaged and getting married and raising families and, you know, building generational wealth and so on and so forth. So yeah, it's a good hindsight to have right now. What about you?
That's good. I know. I do notice lately. You know, not only, you know, people I know, but people on social media. I've been noticing a lot of people having been married even more lately, especially this year. Like, and now they say that everything is increased. You know, that's really a good feeling. We definitely need more weddings. Not knocking baby showers, of course, but I want to see more people get married. You know, stuff like that. Like I said, love should always be celebrated no matter
what type of love it is.
No matter what type of love it is. I feel like all love is important, you know.
All love wins, you know. So it's definitely a beautiful thing. Like I get excited when I see, like, if I'm scrolling on Instagram and I see, like, you know, the proposals and the weddings and things like that. I'm like, oh my God, it's so cute. And I love, like, when you see couples who, like, that you see when they started dating, you see when they got engaged, you see when they get married, now they're having a baby, and it's like, oh, it's so cute.
that's a fact. So, the next question, how do you feel about divorce? Like, your personal feeling about it?
It's unfortunate. I know things do happen. Sorry, you go. That's important with chapstick. I know things do happen. It is unfortunate, but I feel like there's a way to handle. Well, you know what? Let me not speak on that because I've never been in that situation. Mm-hmm. It's unfortunate. I feel like it's kind of sad when you see people break up because it's like, damn. Especially when you're like, oh my God, goals, you know, and things of that nature. So it's an unfortunate situation because, you know, it's not fair to the, well, not that it's not fair, sometimes it's better for people to be apart than it is together because they might be more toxic together. But again, for someone that hasn't been through it, I know it's expensive.
I heard
that part. But yeah, it's an unfortunate situation. But sometimes, you know, the person that you might think is your forever is not your forever. And then on the other side of the coin, you'll find your forever. So.
Yeah, yeah. I know for me that, you know, I always hear stories about people getting divorced. And I know for me, when I do get married, I don't want to go through that, you know.
Yeah.
That's why, you know, I'm thankful for my parents to be married for, you know, over 41 years. So,
mm-hmm.
I hopefully, like, if I do get married, hopefully I do not deal with a divorce, you know. Like mm-hmm. I said, you know, like, with a lot of money, if I'm mm-hmm. unfortunate. Yeah, that's really something that nobody should go through. I mean, unless you had no choice, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you had no choice, but mm-hmm. yeah, I feel like.
And that's why I think, and what I have heard is that, like, you know, that's why people say prenups are really important. That prenups doesn't mean that we're not gonna last, from what I've heard in the conversation. But it's like it's like insurance. You might not always need insurance, but it's a protection on yourself, you know. So.
Yeah, you know what? Since we are on the topic of divorce, how you feel about Tia and her husband getting divorced?
That's it's crazy because, again, like, you can be with someone for 20 plus years back when, because they met when, like, she was on an up and up. He was like coming up actor. He didn't have money in the bank and so on and so forth. Excuse me. And it's crazy how someone can go through the journey to see, you know, that to where you are. But again, like, as you said, the person that I am at 36 is not going to be the person that I am at 37 or 46 to 47. You know, and sometimes, you know, you go apart. It doesn't mean that I love you. I don't love you. It just means that, you know, we've outgrown each other. You know, we can try to work on it. And I feel like you shouldn't just completely give up. And mm-hmm. and that's just in any relationship, not just in marriage, in any relationship. You know, try to, you know, have a conversations, be a listening ear for each other, effectively listen to each other. But if it, at the end of the day, if it's like, if you both can admittedly agree, this isn't working, then you gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah, I ain't gonna hold you. When I heard about it, I was really sad about it, because they were really good together, but I completely understand, because you do outgrow people, and sometimes you be unhappy in a situation and you feel like you want more.
Mm-hmm.
So in some cases, as much as I don't agree to it, sometimes it has to happen, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm happy that it's doing good terms. So that's all that matters, you know.
Yeah, because some people feel like you divorce and it's just on nasty terms. No, you can divorce and still be cool with that person.
Exactly,
you know,
yeah.
And things of that nature. But yeah, it's just like you know. But again, we don't know what happened behind closed doors, you know.
And
it's not just any just celebrity couples. They can be people that you know in real life, you know, when out together they look fine and stuff, but behind closed doors there might be some real stuff going on, you know.
I hold you, really unfortunate though, but
mm-hmm.
but who knows maybe down the line they might work that out again.
Nothing else. Yeah, I mean, you gotta look at people like J-Lo and Ben Affleck. We thought that was gonna be over and done with, you know, and she got with who was she dating before she got with Ben? Lord, I forgot now.
Derek Jeter, I think.
Yes, because look, listen, one thing about J-Lo, she gonna get a ring. J-Lo is the female Thanos. She gonna get a stone. Okay.
She went from, I forgot the first dude name, then she went for Ben Affleck, then went to Mac Anthony.
I think at first she was dating she was married to her background dancer. Like, she's like,
oh, yeah, there you go, there you go.
They
know
that, yeah.
I forgot who the dude name. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
I remember Ben Affleck's first time, it was Mac Anthony.
See, I kind of always wanted her and Mark Anthony to get back together. Something about them I like together, but you know, I mean, she like Ben, you know. Go ahead, Bennifer.
Oh yeah, of course. You can't forget about her and Diddy.
That's true. But, oh yeah, you can't forget about Sean P. Diddy Love Combs.
Oh, that's a fact, yo. That's a fact. But you know, this was a, you know, Bonnie, do you got any more questions?
I mean, I would love, like, if it's possible, you know, for
for a married couple to hit us up in their DMs and their DMs, our DMs, because I would love to have a conversation with a married couple, like tips and how did you find your person and you know what you went through and things of that nature. I just had a thought. It's funny because me and my homeboy, me and the gentleman, we were talking offline. I told him about a conversation that I had with one of my guy friends recently. And he asked me the same question, like, you know, do you believe the person that you're with now is husband material, marriage material? And then I'm like, yeah, well, I answered the question. And he was like, okay, what are the things that you look for in a husband? And he was like, not the thing that you look for in him, but as a husband.
You know what, sorry to cut you off. You know, you asked me that question, but I never asked you that question. What do you look for? Good question.
Lord.
Thank you, Nirvana. And it don't have to be the person you were. It could be in general.
Not you trying to hit me in trouble out here in these streets.
No, I'm not trying to. I'm not trying to. Shout out to the homie.
Hey, boo. Hey. No, I'm not. Okay, I think the qualities of a husband, and again, you know, I'm going to frame this up, but I think like my top three or four is protectiveness. I want to feel protected. You know, you're the man of the house. I want you to be able to lead, because if you're able to lead, I'm able to submit. And that's another conversation for another day, because some people hear submit and they're like, oh my God, that's not that bad. No, if you have a partner that's a leader, you will naturally submit and follow and move accordingly, you know. And I remember there was a quote, there was a video of Kadeem Ellis. So I love the Ellis's so much. That's one couple. If they ever broke up, that would break me down. I'd be like, oh no, bro. They're so dope together. But she said, you know, I have no problem submitting to my husband, because time and time again, when he told me he was going to do something, he kept his word and stuff. And so, yeah, I think that's another topic or subtopic, you know, what is submitting to your partner look like? So I said that protectiveness, be able to lead. A husband that is confident, you know, and secure with himself. And did I say supportive of me and my family? That's important to me as well. So those are just some of the things, you know, that I would look for in my potential husband, my husband, and things of that nature. Yeah.
No, that's a good choice. That's good choices. I agree with the supportive as well. I agree with that as well. I should have set up for mine, but yeah, that's another thing too. I agree with that. Yeah. And yeah, this was a good episode. You know, first episode was a little short, but this is a good first episode, season two premiere of Date Night Talk. This is your boy Ken, and came with the gentleman. Vanna. Let the people know.
Let them know what?
your social media, where everybody can reach you.
Of course, you know. I'm working on cleaning up my personal Instagram, because I realize I do have to kind of, you know, start gearing my Instagram towards the podcast in a way and different things. But you can find me on Instagram at Vanna or Vanna. Some people say Vanna, some people say Vanna. So VANNA_BEE. And, you know, DM me. Feel free to follow. Send me some suggestions or topics that you guys want to talk about. Of course, send me your feedback. I'm working on getting my Twitter and stuff up. But it's always a pleasure. Again, you know, episode one is short and sweet, but you know what? We got a whole season to give you some heat. Oh, that was bars. That was bars.
That'd be also this season. I want to bring in guests for the net talk. We didn't have guests for season one. We're gonna start bringing guests for season two. So, yeah, we're gonna bring guests for the season. And yeah, we're gonna do a little bit more different. We're gonna do more topics, guests, more fun conversation, and more topics about love. That's what this episode show is about. You know? And thank you. We'll be right back.
All right. Bye.
Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman of the Gentleman Like the Podcast and the Premier Boy Podcast. And this commercial is brought to you by the Premier Boy Podcast, where four people do, where we talk about anything about the culture. You know, hosted by myself, Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, Mr. Aaron Sands from King Talk with Aaron Sands, the Star Riding Ride, who is also my co-host of the Old School Show, and long live the Chief Molly Bell. And we talk many topics from politics, music, sex, love, relationships, and many more. And also every topic that's going on in the news right now, many of our topics are very controversial. And the podcast show might not be for everybody because we talk about many explicit content. And yeah, so if y'all decided to check out the show, y'all be warned because y'all might need a drink or two. And yeah, because this podcast is so crazy. I'm shocked that it had not got canceled yet. So if y'all looking forward to listening to the Premier Boy Podcast, check it out on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and many more. Each and every Wednesday at 12 a.m., you can check out the Premier Boy Podcast with myself, Mr. Aaron Sands, Star Riding Rod, and Long Live the Chief Molly Mal. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman. Have a good day and night wherever you're listening to this episode. Now back to the show. I just want to take the time to thank everybody for tuning in to the season 2 premiere of Mr. Gentleman Light the Pocket Presents Date Night Talk Podcast with myself and Ms. Vanna B. You already know, thank you to my co-host of Date Night Talk, Ms. Vanna B, for doing a show with me. You already know, this has always been a good, you know, working with you. I already have fun conversations when it comes to you. I can't wait to do more this season. Y'all already know, y'all can check us out every second and third Thursday at 12 a.m., a part of Spinoff Series Thursdays, where we also have shows like A Conversation About Music Podcast every first Thursday at 12 p.m., and The Old School Show, myself and the Star Riding Rod, every fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. So yeah, check out Mr. Gentleman, Light the Pocket Presents, Spinoff Series Thursdays, every Thursdays. Season 7 of Mr. Gentleman, Light the Podcast, September 3rd. But of course, until then, we will bring you The Road, the Season 7 series, bonus episodes all summer. Every other Sundays at 12 p.m. This Sunday, we got another bonus episode. So, yeah, check it out. You know, check out Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast. We are on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Good Pods, and many more. Y'all can rate the show. 5-star rating on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Good Pods, and Podchasers. The more y'all rate the show, the more people know about Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Y'all could add me on Good Pod, Ken, Mr. Gentleman. Y'all already know Good Pod kids to many independent podcasters. We see what everybody listens to. We could rate each other's show, and we have the charts. And at the time, we got the Mr. Gentleman like the achievements, where we spotlight everything that we're doing with Mr. Gentleman like the podcast. And at this time, we are doing our chart review on Good Pods. And due to this recording, Mr. Gentleman, Light the Podcast is number 7 for top 100 shows. Number 6 on the indie chart for top 100 shows. And for society and culture, we drop to number 2. I ain't gonna hold you, man. 39 days, number 1 for society and culture chart. And honestly, that was a really, really amazing run. And I just want to say thank you to everybody that was listening to Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast. You know, showing love, showing support, you know, sharing, listening, and you know, it really means a lot. And yeah, I mean, 39 days, honestly, that was a great run. And I know we can get back up there, y'all. Don't worry, we get back up there. But I do want to shout out to the Things About Us podcast for now being the number 1 charted show in society and culture. It was really well deserved. you know, Willie and Fiona, the king and queen. Shout out to y'all and keep killing it. Also, check me out on their latest episode of The Thing About Us podcast, where we talk about, you know, what is love. It was an amazing conversation, and I just want to say thank you, Willie and Fiona, for having me on the show. It was a really dope conversation. Y'all got an amazing show going, and I love the support that y'all bring to me and to other podcasters as well. So just want to say thank y'all and just continue to do amazing things. Y'all doing great. Yeah, so thank y'all, man. Thank y'all. So y'all already know Day Night Talk podcast. You know, this season we're gonna do a lot more this season. We're gonna try to bring more guests for the season of Day Night Talk. We didn't have no guests at all for season one, so season two. We are trying to bring guests. So if you wanna be a guest on With the Gentleman Like That Pocket Presents Date Night Talk podcast, you can send me an email about yourself and everything to do to my email, kenypgent@gmail.com, or hit me up on social media, ken_Mr. Gentleman. I repeat, ken_Mr. Gentleman, GENTLEMAN, and we can set that up. You know, follow me on IG, chat me on Twitter, shout me on Twitter, all that good stuff. You already know social media, you already know. Check out the website of Mr. Gentleman Like That Podcast, www.realmrgentlemanlikethatpodcast.com, where y'all can check out every episode of Mr. Gentleman Like That Podcast. Y'all can watch every video. You can check out every guest profile that we have on the show. We have 62 guests that came on Mr. Gentleman Like That Podcast. Y'all check out every guest appearance that I've been on, just like the latest guest appearance I've been on, The Things About Us Podcast, What Is Love episode. Y'all can buy merch through tpublic.com or through the website. And we have more merch coming real soon. And yeah, support Mr. Gentleman, Like the Podcast. Check out the website, www.realmrgentlemanlikethatpodcast.com. And once again, thank y'all for tuning into the latest episode of Mr. Gentleman, Like That Pocket Presents Date Night Talk Podcast. New episodes of Date Night Talk Podcast every second and third Thursdays at 12 a.m., a part of Spin-Up Series Thursday. Thank you, everybody, and have a good day or night while you're listening to this episode.
My name is Imani, and you are now listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast.